Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. On New Year's Day, there was a fire at 4317 Pigeon Road in Elkton. Apparently, a detached two-car garage caught fire. It caused minor damage to a camper that was sitting near the garage, and there was a full-size shed next to the garage that was able to be saved. The cause of the fire is still unknown, but is being investigated. Huron County 4-H is hosting a complimentary ice skating session for registered members on the afternoon of January 18th. The activity will take place at the Huron County Ice Arena located at 170 West Soper Road in Bad Axe from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Participants should arrive for registration starting at 3:30 at the Expo Center meeting room. Families must confirm attendance no later than 4 p.m. on January 15th by phoning the MSU Extension office at 989-269-9949 or emailing Verelli7, V-E-R-E-L-L-E, the number 7, at msu.edu. This advance notice is necessary for venue capacity planning. Food and beverages may be purchased separately at the facility. Participation is restricted to youth who must be at least 5 years old as of January 1st, currently registered and approved through the 4-H online system. No exceptions will be made due to insurance liability requirements. Any information? 989-269-9949. Office availability is Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office is drawing attention to January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Officials emphasize that trafficking, which uses force, fraud, or coercion to exploit victims, occurs in rural communities, not just urban areas. Prosecuting Attorney Timothy Rutkowski stressed that public awareness is essential for identifying victims and preventing crimes. When people know what to look for and how to report concerns, we increase our ability to protect victims and hold offenders accountable, he stated. The office encourages residents to wear blue on January 11th for Wear Blue Sunday to show support for trafficking survivors. Anyone who suspects trafficking should call the National Human Trafficking Hotline. And that number is 888-373-7888. Or contact your local law enforcement. Anonymous reports are accepted. Additional details are available at HuronCountyProsecutor.com. Then we'll be right back.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000 mile bumper to bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back, and once again, my name is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Swiss investigators believe sparklers on champagne bottles started a deadly fire at a bar in an alpine ski resort. The blaze left 40 people dead and 119 injured during a New Year's celebration. The fire broke out early Thursday at the La Constellation Bar in Krenz, Montana, a popular ski and golf venue. Witnesses described a chaotic scene as people tried to escape. Officials say the fire likely caused a flashover and released combustible gases. The severity of burns has made identifying victims difficult. Their nearby hospital quickly reached capacity while treating many of the seriously injured. The United States has launched a large-scale strike on Venezuela, capturing President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Donald Trump announced the operation on social media early today. Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez demands proof of life for Maduro and First Lady Cilia Flores. Trump says the operation was conducted with U.S. law enforcement and plans to provide more details later. Explosions rocked Caracas, Venezuela's capital, early on the third day of 2026, with at least 7 blasts reported. It's unclear if there were casualties, but the strikes were described as successful. And Iran's supreme leader has addressed the ongoing protests, insisting that, quote, rioters must be put in their place. His comments may signal a more aggressive approach by authorities. The protests sparked by Iran's struggling economy have been going on for a week now. On Saturday, violence surrounding the demonstrations killed 2 more people, raising the death toll to at least 10. The protests are the largest since 2022. Iran's government has signaled a willingness to negotiate, but economic challenges persist. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these, and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.